You want to know how to calculate market rental rates for your property without using a property manager?
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert Gary Wong as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
So there's a lot of things that they need to do research. Don't just like blindly. I know there's one more way that owner does it. Yeah. It's where they're like, okay, my house is 500 square feet. I want to find something around the area, 500 square feet.
Yeah.
And then they're saying, oh, 2,000. So I just, 2,000 divided by 500 square feet, that's probably the same amount. Yeah. But that's not how you do it.
Yeah, a little bit more steps involved.
Exactly.
So like, if you want to learn how to do that, just follow the steps that Erica talked about.
Yeah.
And then also you said different age, different year. And then also you talked about the vacancy rate, because that changes too, right?
Exactly, vacancy rate changes. And then that's why you need to read news, a lot of news. You want to keep update.
Like what kind of news should they be watching or reading to do this calculations on their own?
Yeah, there's rental market news, the CNN is a good one, or you can do Daily Hive, Vancouver is decent too.
Okay.
There's depending on where you're at, there's always a real estate news. You can search on the SEO like Google and just search like real property management news in Vancouver or property management in Toronto. Try to see what is the news channel is good and you can keep update. But make sure to always update yourself and not like get far behind.
Okay.
And also remember, every time when the news publish, they base it on previous data.
Oh,
so be aware of that.
So
So
you have to not only study the news but also see when the news was published and what data they based it on.
Exactly.
And then so you gotta look at the data that was based on.
Yeah, that was based on. Because like if they have the old data compared to the new data, it's different. That's why like when we go out there we do this every day.
Yeah.
So we're able to know what the timing is right now.
Yeah.
How does people feeling? What is your client, your tenant are thinking? What is popular among that area?
So and then the trend as well, right?
Yeah, the trend.
And you have to also, you mentioned in the earlier steps, you got to the trend based on who you're renting to. A millennial, you're renting to executive, international student.
Yeah.
Because that trend difference, like sometimes depending on where you live, the trend of, these past couple years, so many international students are coming, but the past couple years, like not many international students are coming. So that's all. You have to take that into account.
Yes, you have
as well.
Yeah, for sure. You have to take that into account, especially like I think recent news where Justin Trudeau said he want to have 1 million immigrants coming to Canada.
Yeah.
So then you kind of know, it's going to be international. So when they come in, they might
have different requirements.
Different requirements.
Oh, okay.
They don't know how small Vancouver is.
And it goes back to studying your tenants. Who are your tenants, right?
Yeah, who are the tenants?
Where are they coming from? If they're coming from Hong Kong, then they prefer bigger spaces.
Bigger space, much more newer than it usually is.
Cool.
Asian usually typically more newer. And then European usually prefer a bigger size. US prefer bigger size too. So there's a lot of things that you need to focus on.
I think a lot of people also, Gary, they forget about is local government changes in the law as well, right? So, the government, the BC government recently added in a empty home tax, especially in Vancouver, right? So if your home is empty for a certain amount of time, I mean, if it's more than 6 months, you got to declare that. Well, you got to declare it regardless if it's 6 months or not.
Yeah.
But if it's not occupied for, for more than 6 months, then you got to declare that and you could be subject to a certain tax, right?
Yeah.
So the government's trying to add more avenues for renters, which is great. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
But you have to, when you're doing an assessment of looking at rental rates for your unit, you have to take that into account. So
they have to know the local legal, like any legal rules that have been implemented recently.
Correct.
And then they also need to know political landscape, who's in power.
Yeah, and that affects your marketability of your unit in the sense of whether there's demand or not as well, right? So with these taxes that are coming in and trying to get units rented out more frequently, that's what the government's trying to do, that has an effect in terms of how you, the demand in the marketplace, right? So there's more units on the market, more availability, And that means it affects your rates at the end of the day, right? So you got to factor all those things in.
That's really overwhelming. Like, I don't know about you guys, but like I forgot half of those steps. But yeah, like definitely if you want to rent out your property on your own, like follow those steps and do all that due diligence. But I guess you guys do that regularly, day in and day out.
Yeah, it becomes a second nature for us. So for us, it's pretty easy. Where we see, we kind of know exactly what to do, what's the prices, and how we should go about it.
Yeah, so hey guys, so if you're very DIY, definitely follow those steps. You can rent out your property at market rental rates by yourself without using a property manager, and you can do a really good job if you do all the steps that they talked about. But as for me, I missed out half of what they talked about, and I will be hiring them to rent out my property. So stay tuned, we will be talking more about property management. And if you have any more questions, tailored questions about renting out your property or property management, feel free to reach out to them. Their contact information is in the description below. So stay tuned for more property management videos.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.